And let's take a look at how safe mifepristone is. It's been used for 20 years. It has an excellent safety profile. Millions of American women have used it. In fact, if you're going to look at deadly side effects, penicillin, way more deadly. Viagra, way, way more deadly.
So you saw that and you heard that. And we'll be talking about that today on the David L. Gray Show, Voicing Truth and Reason. Last week, YouTube banned me for hate speech. So they banned me for a week from Tuesday to Tuesday for hate speech for a show that Dave Gordon and I did on the subject that you're no longer allowed to talk about on YouTube anymore. They've been cracking down on a lot of people on the latest protected group by the media groups and by government. You're not allowed to say things about the T in the Lima Golf Bravo Tango Plus group, right? So I'm not gonna stop talking about it. I still am. I'm gonna use some coded language. If you remember my Masked Nightmare shows, remember I did those whenever I want to talk about the Lima Golf Bravo Tango Plus group. I use the word Skittle. Nothing against Skittles, necessarily, but it just made sense, right? To call them that food, that snack, that treat, that candy, Skittles, you know, catch the rainbow. So I decided that concerning the Tango in the Lima Golf Tango Plus group, Bravo Tango Plus group, I'm going to start calling them Whatchamacallits. Whatchamacallits, you know that candy bar, Whatchamacallits. I think it makes sense. Whatchamacallit? I mean, what is it? I mean, what is a whatchamacallit, right? It has some caramel in it, has some peanut flavored crisp, right? Some chocolate on the outside. Basically, what a whatchamacallit is, it's basically a Snickers and a Nestle Crunch that got married, had a kid, right? And it's disgusting. It's a Snickers, a little bit Nestle Crunch, put them together. You got a whatchamacallit, right? I remember when the candy first, the little candy bar came out in like the 80s. I remember I had a paper route back then in Warren, Ohio, on the north side of town. Really nice part of side of town back then when we moved there. And my paper route ran down Todd Avenue. Nice paper route, really good paper route for like whatever I was, 9, 10. And at the end of my paper route, there was a convenience store. I think it was a 7-Eleven back then. I remember when that candy bar came out in the 80s, I was really fascinated about the commercials, So usually at the end of my paper route, I would usually treat myself to like a Now Laters, right? Ride my bike back home. But on this day, I bought a whatchamacallit and I was disgusted, right? Complete waste of my little 35 cent or whatever it was. Didn't like it. I like Snickers. I like Nestle Crunch. I hate them together, right? Keep those two things separate, okay? So, but every 10 years, I would like eat another whatchamacallit. So I've eaten about 4 in my entire life, right? Maybe I ate one right after that first one just to try it again, just to see that I thought it was disgusting. I did. So maybe I've eaten about 5 my entire lifetime. So by every 10 years, I would eat another whatchamacallit. Sometimes I find them in a grocery store. Right, I'm on a road or something. I stop at a gas station. Hey, there's that candy I liked when I was a kid. And I buy one. And then I remind myself, I didn't like it in the first place. Right? Whatchamacallit? Can't stand it. Right? So I did it in my 20s, then my 30s. And recently, I just did it again. I think over here in Germany, I had one. Disgusting. So, I'm going to start calling the tea in Lima Golf Bravo Tango. I'm going to start calling them the whatchamacallit. So whenever you hear whatchamacallit on my show, know that I'm talking about the T group, all right? I'm talking about Tango, all right? On Wednesday show coming up, I'm going to have Jason Izalt. He'll be back on. We're going to talk about America's Pope, Supich, not wanting any Eucharistic processions coming through his demon-infested city. So the whole Eucharistic revival thing they're having in the United States. Other countries have done it. Now the United States is, they're going to do their thing. And in 2024, everything's going to culminate. There's going to be headed towards Indianapolis, Indiana, I think 4 different processions of the Holy Eucharist. and one of the stops, there's going to be in a lot of cities, it's going to be like normal processions. it's going to be a monster. It's going to be a priest in some servers. Okay. But in some of the bigger cities, it's going to be the thing. It's going to be a bigger procession. It's going to be the whole tent over the Holy Eucharist, over the monstrance. It's going to be a deal. And so Superstition, he doesn't want that coming through Chicago. And he gave some reasons why. So Jason and I, we're going to unpack America's Pope and his dissent about this, and why doesn't he want, if any place should have a Eucharistic procession, it should be Chicago, but he doesn't want it. And we're also going to talk about Pope Francis has a new motu proprio, changes to canon law that affects how the Eastern churches can govern, or able to govern their synods now. So it's a really interesting motu proprio. So we're going to talk about that on Wednesday's show. I'll be speaking in Chicago on June 20th at the conference for the Coalition of Cancer Priests is happening on June 23rd and 24th. So I'll be speaking there. I'm going to give a major speech against Freemasonry there in the Mecca of Freemasonry in Chicago. The Coalition of Cancer Priests conference is going to be at the Hilton Rosemont Hotel. I think that's near the Chicago O'Hare Airport. You know, many things have destroyed the city of Chicago. The Democrats, the Italian mob, one bad Archbishop of Chicago after another. But one of the things that's really destroyed Chicago was this embrace of Freemasonry and the ideology of Freemasonry. So I'm going to talk about that. It's going to be a major speech against Freemasonry that I'm going to deliver at the Coalition for Cancer Priests Conference. So get there if you can. It's going to be a really good conference. They have an amazing lineup of speakers. One of the best I've ever seen, as long as I've been doing this. So for more information, visit cancelpriest.org. Big shout out to all my sponsors on Patreon and those who buy the membership over at YouTube. Thank you for helping pay the bills around here. I'm looking for more sponsors. If you're interested, just click on the link below. Go over to Patreon, check out the benefits. Check out the perks. Also, visit my apostolate at stdominicsmedia.com. That's St. Dominic's Media, stdominicsmedia.com. This is the David L. Gray Show, voicing truth and reason. Let's get into it.
Hovering over the skies of a post-Christian society, we have spotted a man with a donut in one hand and rosary beads in another.
Child, I'm about to whoop Satan's behind.
He is boldly proclaiming truth and reason like no rigid Catholic ever has before. The David L. Gray Show begins now.
So senior medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen joined CNN This Morning Weekend Show on Saturday, this last Saturday, to react to the Supreme Court issuing a full stay on the abortion pill mifepristone to remain on the market by repeating a big lie about mifepristone, the abortion pill, saying that it is way, way less deadly than Viagra.
Let's bring in CNN senior medical correspondent Elizabeth Cohen now. So you've been talking with doctors in states that allow abortion, and they're obviously pleased with the ruling from last night.
Victor, they certainly are. Relieved is the word that they use. So let's divide the country into two, states that allow abortion and states that prohibit it. In states that prohibit abortion, they haven't been able to really use these mifepristone anyhow. It's illegal to prescribe it in those states. So this doesn't really change much for them. But in states where abortion is allowed, those doctors were dreading the thought that they couldn't use mifepristone. So let's take a look at why. 53% of abortions in the United States are with pills, mifepristone, and another one called misoprostol. So if they had to stop using mifepristone, that would really, really be a problem. They said that they would just wouldn't be able to give the women who needed care the right care. And let's take a look at how safe mifepristone is. It's been used for 20 years. It has an excellent safety profile. Millions of American women have used it. In fact, if you're going to look at deadly side effects, penicillin, way more deadly. Viagra, way, way more deadly. Victor, Amra?
First off, why are you going after the blue pill? Why are you going after Viagra? You could have used any comp in the world, but you chose to go after Viagra this way. The blue pill has done nothing but good things for grandma and grandpa. Just trying to get their groove back. Trying to rekindle what they had in the past. And you're going after that? I mean, what is this? I mean, why are you going after the blue pill in this way? Is this ageism? Is it an attack on men? If you want to go after something that's like really harming society, I mean, how about whatchamacallits? I mean, they have a higher suicide rate than Viagra. A way higher suicide rate. I mean, go after whatchamacallits. How about that? What else would be a more reasonable comp? I don't know. Peanuts. I like peanuts, right? But food allergies kills about 100 to 200 people a year. Way more than Viagra. So how about going after those things that cause food allergies? Or go after the thing that's causing all these people, all these kids nowadays, to have food allergies. When I was a kid, no one was allergic to peanuts. You could bring a Reese's cup into the classroom. You remember when you were a kid, you just walk in, like, it's your birthday, you know, your mom wants to send some treats to the school. She'll send a bunch of stuff that has peanuts in it, and nobody was allergic. Nobody had gluten issues, right? So go after those things in society that's causing all those problems, all those food allergies. Or go after all the people, go after aspirin. Overdoses of aspirin kills about 3,000 people a year. How about that? I mean, that's even a more reasonable comp. So CNN, you and your little medical expert, you guys could have went out, you could have created any comp in the world, but for some reason, you're going after the blue pill because I think it's like a subtle attack on men. That's one of the conclusions I could come up with. Of all the comps you can come up with, you're going after Viagra pill as if the reason why women are getting pregnant is because of the blue pill, right? The blue pill, that's what's really causing abortions. We have to stop all this Viagra. We got to stop all these erections. That's why women are getting pregnant. Come on, man. Right? The blue pill, that's what's knocking them up. We have to attack that. Oh, my gosh. So we got to put it into erections faster than the whatchamacallits will. Because the whatchamacallits, they're definitely putting it into erections. I mean, surgically. So, I mean, this is really just a special kind of stupid. This is just really a special kind of stupid. I haven't really seen this level of stupid since like the Three Stooges. That's the last time we saw just this level of stupid. And if we're honest about it, I mean, speaking about Viagra, there's really only two guys that take Viagra, right? There's the guys who take it who are just unhealthy, right? Just unhealthy, right? They have issues, you know, they're fat, right? They have some sort of cholesterol, some fatty stuff that's not able to get the blood flow down to the equipment, right? So those guys take it, right? They have erectile dysfunction because they're unhealthy. They're fat. They don't work out. They're not producing the testosterone, right? So you have those guys. And the second guy that takes Viagra is the guy that watches porn, right? You know, he's addicted to porn typically. And now because of that, he's addicted to porn, watches a lot of porn, he just has these unreasonable expectations about what happens in normal bedrooms, right? So generally, your wife is not going to do porn star stuff. She's just not, right? So you're addicted to porn, right? Now, you know, you want to do something with your wife, but she's not doing the type of stuff you saw on a porn site, right? So you're not turned on. And so that's a whole, so now you have erectile dysfunction because of a mental issue, right? Your expectations are just off. So most wives are not going to do porn star stuff. And if your wife is doing porn star stuff, just please let me know, right, when you see me, right, at the conference or something, so I don't drink after her. You know how people are at the conference, right? And they say, hey, I'm drinking this. You know, at the bar, whatever. Hey, I'm drinking this. Hey, David, come try this. It's a nice drink, right? If your wife is a porn star and you let me know, no. No, woman, back off. No, I'm not drinking after you. I'm not drinking after you. Back all the way up. I know exactly what you've been doing with your mouth. Screw off. I do not want to drink anything that you've been drinking, lady. I don't. So let me know that if your wife is a porn star, because I don't want to drink after. But I think those are the people who dies. Those people dies. The unhealthy guys, the guys who are fat, unhealthy, and should not be getting their heart rate pumped up that way anyway, right? Or they have some sort of, something's going on with their health and something that's in the blue pill that conflicts. And so they have some sort of reaction to the blue pill. Again, like a food allergy, right? That really kills a lot of people. So, and guys who have porn addictions, they don't die. But that's the bulk of the group who takes it, right? Guys who are fat and healthy, they're not producing the testosterone, they can't get the equipment up. And guys who don't understand normal bedroom behavior, and that's not married to a porn star. That's who it kills, and that's who it affects negatively. But Viagra really has led to more people being born than people who are dying from it. So thanks to Viagra, you have more men now in their 70s, 80s, and 90s having children than ever before, all thanks to the blue pill. You've seen these men, right? They show up at a parent-teacher conference, and you know, you think they're grandma, you think they're grandpa or great-grandpa. No, this is dad. This is Viagra dad. There with his five-year-old. More kids now are collecting Social Security survivor benefits than ever before. Just because dad had them when he was 90 and he died, like, you know, when they were 3 or 5, right? They're now collecting Social Security survivor benefits, right? I mean, so Viagra has done more for the economy than the abortion pill ever could. Despite what Janet Yellen says, that abortion is good for the economy. No, actually, Viagra actually is. So Viagra has actually, it's saved marriages. Right, like I said, marriages that were on the rocks, you know, able to get their groove back. Viagra has also saved a lot of people money. You know, it used to be the case that, you know, you're in your midlife crisis. You know, you go out, you buy a Corvette or something to get your groove back, something to make you feel good about yourself, something to make you feel like a man, since your equipment doesn't work anymore. And but no, not anymore. Just pop a couple blue pills, right? Pop a Cialis, you know. Is that the one that reacts faster or something like that? Or you could use it whatever you want to. Yeah, I mean, these things are like saving men monies. They're saving marriages, right? They're fixing bank accounts. So I don't know why CNN is attacking Viagra in a blue pill this way. So yeah, just leave Viagra alone, CNN. Right? It's done more for the world than you've done since the 80s. Okay. But there's one thing. I mean, here's one thing about the abortion pill, right? It always kills at least one person. It's undefeated, right? It always kills at least one person. Sometimes two. So around 800,000, last year there was around between 800,000 and a million prenatal murders of children in the womb, prolecy, the killing of a woman's offspring in the United States. And now they're saying about 54%, over half of those 800,000 to 1 million abortions is from the abortion pill. I don't know how they're calculating that number, because I don't think on the back of a box of mifepristone or whatever, there's some sort of 1-800 number that you call, right? That says, hey, after you take the pill, follow up. Let us know how it worked out. I don't think that number is on the back of there. I don't know if someone's calling you after you take the pill. Hey, how did it work out? Did you kill your baby? So I don't know how they're calculating that number. I think maybe they're just the 54%, maybe they're just calculating how many they sold. And I don't even know if is it a two pack? Is it a one pack? I don't know. Is there two in there? Like, take one now, take one later. I don't know how it works. And maybe the number is off if they're calculating it that way. Because maybe there's like some women, like porn stars, hookers out here, just loose women are like just stocking up on the abortion pill, right? They have like 80 in their pantry right next to the cereal, right? And maybe just pop one before they go out, right? I feel a little loose tonight. I feel like a whore. I'll pop one now just in case. I don't know how they're calculating that number. I really don't. But that's what they're calculating. So I don't know how accurate it is. But the point being is that the abortion pill always kills at least one person. Sometimes two. So for a so-called CNN, their medical expert, to claim that the blue pill kills more people than the pill that was designed to kill people does, that's just insane. The only thing Viagra wants to do is just to make a guy hard. That's his purpose. It does something, I guess, in the blood, get the blood going in some sort of way. I don't know. Get tissue going in some sort of way that just makes a guy hard. That's it. That's the goal of the pill. That's the medical design. Yet the medical design of the abortion pill is to kill a baby. So just on the surface of design, it's designed naturally to kill more so than the Viagra pill. I mean, it's like a car. A car is designed to get a person from point A to point B. Same as a plane, right? So sometimes people do die in those things, but that's not the goal. That's not the design. That's not what it's purpose for. But the abortion pill was purpose for death, for always one person, sometimes two, right? The Viagra pill, no, sometimes people do die from it, people who shouldn't be taking it, but it was designed to just get a guy hard. So it takes a special kind of stupid. A special kind of stupid to say that the abortion pill kills more people. The Viagra kills more people than the abortion pill. It's not just a real kind of stupid, but I just think it only in a post-truth society, only in a post-truth society where you can say any lie you want, often as you want, and expect people to believe it, is where you can even dare have those words just roll out your mouth as if though that's how normal people, as if that's how people without mental issues speak. I mean, this is just really psychosis. There's people telling us that what is not true is true only in a society where truth doesn't matter. Can you say that a pill that is designed to kill actually isn't the number one killer in this country? The abortion pill, according to Guttmacher Institute, that's the research wing for Planned Parenthood, and the CDC, they're saying that between 400,000 to 500,000 babies just last year died from the abortion pill. Again, don't know how to calculate that number, but these are the numbers they're putting out. And they're saying about 500,000 babies died because of the abortion pill. I think that's more than COVID last year, in the flu, in planes, trains, and automobiles, mass killings in thugs in Chicago and Baltimore and St. Louis killed altogether. The abortion pill apparently is the number one killer in the United States. So only in a country that has embraced child sacrifice, where child sacrifice has become the sacrament of this country. These the number one sacrament, especially of the Democrats, and I would say also to a degree to the whole uniparty altogether, to Democrats and Republicans. You know, the uniparty, the party who wants us to believe that they're actually not one party, that's actually working against us, the uniparty, that party, Democrats and Republicans and independents, libertarians, all of them, right, working against the American people. Only in this country with the uniparty that has embraced abortion as a sacrament are you allowed to say something as stupid that the child murder pill is safer than Viagra. I mean, this is just something to think about. Just something to think about. This is the world that we live in right now. It reminds me when Nazis used to use the term special treatment, you know, before World War II. They would use special treatment to speak about what's happening to all these Jews that are disappearing. I'm just special treatment. Just special treatment. Word lies. That's all it is. It's just word lies. But this is where we're at. We're calling whatchamacallits something that they're not. We're calling the hot war in Ukraine something that it is not. We're calling the largely peaceful protest in January 6th something that it is not. We're calling a largely fraudulent election that was largely manipulated by several legal and illegal means the year before that. We're calling that something that it is not. It's like opposite land. It's just the opposite. We're saying things the opposite of what they really are. It's a post-truth society. From the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed, we spend all that time listening to people lie to us. Everyone is lying to us from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to sleep. And they all expect us to play along. But that's all I know about that. Hey, make sure you all like, share, sub. Do all that good stuff to this. If you're listening on the audio platform, please leave me a review on iTunes. But until then, until next time, blessings and shalom to you and to yours.